Ed. Yes, Ed, how are you?
Good, sir.
Sorry I missed you last night, but I was out and I didn't get in till late and I didn't want to call you after that.
Well, I didn't have anything too important. I hadn't talked to you since the election. I just wanted to inquire how you liked that Texas stampede we had for you.
Well, I just thought everything went better than we had a right to expect and better than we deserve.
Sure did. I just, Times Herald just finished off to them. They want to know what I thought about this election. Well, that your program would go. I said, I don't know how much stronger proof you'd have to have of it. the greatest record of votes that we've ever had.
Well, that's sure.
They want about Medicare. I said, well, I don't just pass the Senate before and it'll pass the House.
Yeah, hope so.
I think we're in great shape.
How is Missouri?
Oh, well, we're all right. We're fine. Are you? If you had been on the ticket, we wouldn't have cared it near like we did, though.
Did you have any problem with any other officers? Any surprises?
No. Well, they went all right. Stu actually did better than we thought he did with the push that you gave him. This other fellow just stayed it clear away from me. He just didn't, go at all. I think he finally cared Missouri by half a million votes. I believe the paper said that's the largest, our largest vote that any president ever received in the state. Governor Connally was here last night.
Was he?
We discussed you at length, your policies.
Well, bless his heart. I saw him Sunday.
We were over here at this Eastern Star meeting to try to get you to come to.
Yeah.
We've got about 10,000 women here, from all over the United States.
Yeah.
Every state's represented. The governor made a very fine talk last night, too.
Wonderful.
And so on. But I told him, sometime when you're John Dalton in Missouri wants to do something in your administration, he's not looking for a job when he goes out. I mean, a paying job or whatever it is, but he's strong for you and he wants to do anything that you want him to do from the high to the bottom.
All right. I'll sure bear it in mind.
I have no suggestions about it at all, but like some of our fellows that go out as governor, he's got some fellows against him right now, but I think in 6 months he'll be one of the top governors we've ever had. But he's available for you on any thing you need a man of that kind.
I'll sure bear it in mind.
Anything you want me to do back and forth, just let me know.
No, I just want you to take care of yourself, and I'll see you when we get back up there.
Get in there yesterday?
No.
I called you yesterday morning sometime. They said you got
here. No, I went out with a bunch of folks that were here and kind of vested with them, talked to them about other things, let one or two of them chase around over the hill. So.
I guess that's part of that Johnson system you read about.
That's right.
We had quite a deer season at home. We've had about, I think, maybe 10,000-15,000 deer killed up there in the 5 days.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
I've never killed a deer. There it goes on.
Well, I don't do much every day. I talk about it more than I do, but I do once in a while. I like to get out in the air.
You know, it's pretty dangerous at home. My Lord, I've got about 2,500 acres. We have a lot of deer on it. There's herds up come out there, but I'm telling you, we have trouble keeping people off. And they just shooting in every direction. These high-powered rifles, I think it's a good shape to stay in.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. We have to watch it here. When are you coming back to Washington?
Right the first of the year.
Well, take care of yourself and get a good rest, and I'll see you when you get back.
We'll do it. Anything you want me to do, let me know.
I will then. Bye.
Okay. Thanks a lot.